Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we're Chickies on Packer Ave in South Philly. Tonight and every Monday night, 6 o'clock, is the Brandon Graham Show with me, BG, Howard Eskin. Then right afterwards, the Players Lounge with Ike, Hugh Douglas, ESP. And today's guest will be Jordan Mailata.
Big man.
Will join the show at 7 o'clock. You can either listen on the radio or you can come here to Chickies and Pete's. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? So, I'm just getting back in the crib from doing a little supermarket shopping with the kids. But
what do we get?
Grocery shopping, just some food, you know what I mean? Just trying to do more, getting them used to eating differently, you know what I mean? Because, you know, in this world, they could just be eating all this crap, and I can't have that stuff. So
yeah. Ultra-processed foods are bad,
Yeah, pretty much all this crap. But anyway, so I'm listening, man, and I'm just going to give y'all my spill on what I felt and everything. So of course, we already know we ain't going to cut through the BS. And the main thing is pretty much, yes, I'm happy with the win, but the situation on how to feel after this freaking game. So obviously, y'all speaking on Nick Sirianni, and that's what it is. Now, this is what I got to say about him. We won the game. The game was going in beautiful. I'm watching. I'm like, yo, this is what I needed. I'm like, look, they had a lot of under center plays, different plays, had a fullback, had different type of styles with Jalen Hurts under center. And I'm like, man, this is – now people are talking. This is going beautiful. You know what I mean? Nick, you need to chill, man. And when I say that is, he's I feel like since even last year – he's working off of emotions. And with that being said, there's a feel for a game. But some emotions could come off of things that happened last year, the stuff that's been happening from since the Cleveland game, and as well as at the stadium, just like how he stepped to a fan before, is working off the fans on how they're feeling right there and then not really thinking straight and making certain decisions off of emotion when you need to control it and get the actual feel. You got to get good, because it's like right now is so many things. It's like real estate. So many things is getting into his head. Control yourself. And I think I think you brought up a point about the went for the field goal, but you're going to be – you're talking about being aggressive. Why you didn't go for it right there, right? Mm-hmm. So my thought on that remind me of the Super Bowl. Now tell me if I'm tripping, but – you go in, and like I always say, when I seen him crying, that tears, that pushed me. I was ready for the walk. But you go aggressive. You do what you do. Then all of a sudden, when the team either comes back, and I believe Kansas City made it close or just was ahead, you start playing now in a different way where you're playing to not lose the game. So my thing with this is I'm not going to trip and be like, this guy is a – And call him all these freaking names. He needs to chill. No one to be aggressive, but being smart at it. We cannot. If you're going to be this way, great. But we're not going into playing to not lose the game. We're not going into playing off of certain ways of your emotions because you're not controlling it. He's emotional doing some of them decisions that he's making instead of all off of being logic. And we know about everything, just like with the Phillies. You got numbers. You're trying to rationalize this and everything analytics. situational football. Put the numbers together. Let's go and win the game because we were kicking their ass. And the players played their ass off yesterday. Give the defense something that you're congratulating them to. But I bet at some point it's almost like pissing the defense off. Now, oh, we did our job, but now we got to play harder to save somebody's ass. Man, like, look, man, I'm with this team. I'm with them whatever the situation happens. Do I have a feeling that I'd rather have somebody else as a freaking coach? Yes, because I need somebody stern. I need somebody straight to the point. I need somebody logical, and I need somebody who don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. But he could fix it, and it starts with himself. But everything I've seen on that field and coaches are talking and whatever we're doing with our offense and defense, great. Getting these young guys to compete, we're doing what we got to do. But he got to fix himself, mm-hmm. gentlemen. He got a lot of real estate in that head. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to talk about MB, but I think I took too much
later,
time, didn't I?
Later, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it later. All right.
Watch that. Y'all be cool.
Right, yeah. Violence gets results.
Yeah. How about that? I didn't even think about that.
So what Rios said, and I have I have tons of respect for Rios. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah.
But what he said is exactly what makes me insane about the way that people talk about Nick Sirianni's decisions. The first part was, chill out. You shouldn't go for it so much in the beginning of the game. And then the second part was, at the end of the game, want you to be aggressive if that's what you're going to do. So, like, he's wrong both times. Yeah. And I just think we're looking too much at the success of what happened. Though I understand when you say that counts. It does.
Yeah.
It does. But you can't let the fact that the tush push got stopped affect your next decision on fourth and one.
Sure you can.
I don't think you can.
I think you should.
Unless they saw something where, like, oh, no, Jacksonville figured something out. Or because I keep going back to
– here's the thing, right? He actually did. Because when it came time to run it again, that's when he decided to do the rollout stuff.
Right, and he said that was a mistake.
Yes.
He got spooked by what happened before.
Yes.
The criticism I would make of him is that he is not consistently aggressive enough. Like, I want him to go for things. I don't want him to be dumb about it.
It's okay to do it sometimes, but just because it's okay sometimes doesn't make it right all the time. And I don't want you to think that I believe he should just be one way all the time. You have to understand the situation, read the situation, have a feel for the game and how the game is being played. You're playing against an inferior opponent. Why take unnecessary risk? You don't need to try to blow the Jags out by trying to go for 2 points and all this other stuff. If you just do the simple things, you're going to beat the Jags. You're going to beat the Jags. You just are.
But I think a tush push from the 1 yard line is a simple thing. I do. And what I would say about the points is that when you don't, the way that the Eagles are playing offense, there's just not going to be a lot of possessions in the game. And every time that you trade 3 for 7, it makes a fourth quarter comeback.
That defense wasn't doing any. I mean, that offense of the Jags basically was non-existent for 2.5 quarters. Literally. I mean, I think they had like 30 yards at the half of offense.
Mm-hmm.
The defense had been dominating that offense. But they got life by what their defense did. And that's how they got back in the game. Of course, aided by a terrible call by the referees. Saquon should have been down. That's clear. But that's another thing about that momentum stuff. You got to have a feel that this thing is changing in a game. And he still made questionable decisions after the Saquon, the touchdown went back. I mean, he had an opportunity to go up 25-16, and he went for it. He went for it.
That one I disagree with. I disagree with that one. I would have just kicked the one there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that Nick Sirianni's Andy Reid. But I just want to be clear that I'm not saying it's Andy Reid. But we're doing a little, and you're not doing it. I'm saying the tone in the city is doing a little throwing the baby out with the bathwater thing.
There it is.
Like what Andy Reid wasn't. Andy Reid had time management issues.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Didn't run the ball early enough of the game. Absolutely. But we let that paint our entire view of who Andy Reid was. And instead of putting it in proper context, like we do with Jalen a lot of times, like we do with Saquon, and just say.
Do we really?
With Saquon, we do.
What's with Jalen, though, do we? Because everybody likes Saquon. That's easy to do. When there's a polarizing figure there, like, I could make the argument you don't necessarily look at everything a certain way. And Jack certainly doesn't look at everything with Jalen a certain way. You look at it through a prism of what your belief about the guy is already.
What I'm saying is, well, maybe.
So me with Nick, I'm giving you an unbiased opinion on Nick.
Or if anything, you're more positive on Nick than anything.
Of course I am. Right. Of course I am. And I'm defending him. But there's some things I can't defend. And I'm not going to make excuses for him. There's some things I can't defend. And there are some decisions, and I'm not saying every decision was a bad decision. The 4th-and-3 to throw to AJ, that's more on Jalen. I had no problem with that play and that call there. Had no problem with that. That was about execution. I'm not saying every time he does it, it's not the right thing. I'm just saying not having a true feel for it, it makes the game difficult. New Orleans, it makes the game difficult. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get down there before the half. You got a chance to put points on the board. You decide not to put points on the board. You decide to go for it. Like, and that's why I think with fans, where I'm sort of understanding is that it's a culmination of things that people can't necessarily move.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, marks-jewelers.com. Is Nick Sirianni's in-game management a big issue for the Eagles, or is it being blown out of proportion? So big deal or blown out of proportion? What do you think the Twitter answer is?
It was definitely a big deal.
Okay, what's the number, do you think?
I'm going to go 73%.
Dude, I want you to look at it.
Wow.
73%. You're on a roll right now with the Twitter question.
Not with FanDuel.
Exactly
though.
Right. Yeah. If only we could translate that over. Yeah.
Well, you got to get them to do odds for Twitter questions.
That's right.
So,
yeah, how about that?
Dan Orlovsky does not think much of Nick Sirianni, or at least currently. Here's what he had to say about the Eagles and Nick.
I think this is the only legit playoff contender where the coach is a question mark. The coach is a question mark. No coach takes more points off the board than Nick Sirianni. It's unacceptable that they continue, and beyond lucky that Trevor Lawrence throws that interception. Because if Trevor Lawrence leads their team down and they win that football game, I don't think Nick Sirianni's walking in Tuesday morning as the head coach of the football team.
Relax, Dan.
Yeah, I agree. He's not getting fired.
Yeah, he's not getting fired. The team would be 5-3.
And also, I think we have to take points off the board thing. I think we have to use that in the proper context sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you're, like, let's say it's 4th-and-7 on the 30-yard line. You kick a field goal. You get the 3 points. But there was a penalty that gives you a first down. You would take that first down and take the points off the board.
Yes.
Like, there are situations, and I know a lot of people
but
don't.
That's giving you a new set of downs.
Yes. Well, and I know a lot of people wouldn't. But when you kick the extra point, if there's a penalty on that puts you on the 1 yard line, at least with this team, with the tush push as it worked, I would take the one off and go for two. I would. I would make pretend that the one point didn't go through the uprights and just go for the 2 points.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
It's long overdue.
Okay.
Get a damn ball to Saquon and stop it with the tush push stuff.
Wow, are you officially out
yeah,
on the tush push?
Well, yeah, I've never really been in on it. I just kind of accept
yeah,
it.
Is, yeah.
It's part of the team. You got Saquon there. Just give the ball to Saquon, man.
At this point. Saquon's going to end up with 37 touches a game.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. Dude, just get a ball to Saquon, man. Seriously.
Well, and Jalen's the one yesterday was got his head ripped off again.
Yeah. Just get a ball to Saquon, man. Goodness gracious.
They get so happy to run it.
Yeah.
They get so happy to
they
run
do
it.
Love
also,
running it.
God, but listen.
By the way,
can I do my sigh? Can I give a sigh?
By the way, Jalen Hurts fantasy owners are all across the Delaware Valley saying,
yeah.
No, Ike.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm one
tush
of them.
Push. Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Right.
Can
yeah.
they. can they also throw down there? You are allowed to throw. I know you're
relaxed.
Well, is he a quote unquote franchise quarterback or not? You are able to throw the football in that area. Yes.
What do we think?
Johnny Wilson got robbed of a touchdown yesterday, too.
Yeah, that was offensive pass interference, though.
No, I wouldn't. That looked okay.
Poor Johnny Wilson.
Dude, but Johnny Wilson.
Then we saw Johnny Wilson and Anaiah Smith yesterday get plays called for.
Dude, Johnny Wilson plays 4 snaps and is penalized on at least one of them. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
He's the new Derek Barnett.
Shout out to my dog, Sidney Brown, getting the party started yesterday.
That's right. Ben Sumrin.
Yes.
The first pass of the game went to Ben Van Sumrin.
And they were identifying him as fullback Ben Van Sumrin. Yes. He's no longer a linebacker who's playing fullback.
He really is Klecko.
He has really changed into being a fullback.
Change his number. Give him Richie's number.
Yeah.
Who's wearing 48?
I don't know who's wearing 48. Who's Josh Perry?
Josh Perry was cool, man. I like Josh Perry.
215-592-9494. Josiah in Warrington. You're on WIP. What's up, Josiah?
What's going on, man? I need a little Ike juice, man. We've been arguing and bickering, man. I need a little Ike juice, man.
I feel you.
Do we think Buzz is equipped for that?
Come on, Buzz.
Buzz.
Where are we at, Buzz?
We're not letting the call go until Buzz plays the Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
You know he was sweating in the producer booth.
Because I was going to crush him if it took 1 second longer.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Damn, where's the Ike juice?
Good job, Buzz. Next time, quicker.
What's up, Josiah?
Oh, man. So I want to give my thoughts on the game and on Nick, man. So, Spike, I disagree with you. And here's why, right? When we're looking, okay, you don't often have a team this talented, right? I want to ask you a question. Your team in 2004 was one of the best teams in Eagles history, right?
Best team in Eagles history.
How long did it take us to really replicate that and get a team to match that caliber of talent?
2022?
Exactly. Almost 20 something years it took that, right? And now we have a window with the talent that we have to be able to do something special, right? And we're looking from the prism of getting into the playoffs. And when the NFL, right, it's tight margins. You don't often see big blowouts. It's a lot of tight margins. These are professional players. So your decision-making as a head coach is critical. And it's a lot of times, especially we had control of that game. We had momentum, right? Just kick the field goal, right? Just kick the extra point. Stopping the touch push gave them momentum. It gave them confidence. And then they slowly caught into the game. And, right, that's how I look at it. Overall, as a team, we played a great game. Saquon played a great game. But my only concern is the coaching and the decision-making and the game management for when we start playing the better teams, the Lions, you know, the better teams in the NFC East. Not the NFC East, but the NFC.
So let me do this, Josiah. I'll take exactly what you said and use it as an argument for why he should be aggressive in those situations.
Okay. Yes, sir.
If the truth is that every game is very close in the NFL, if the amount of two-score, you know, victories are getting smaller and smaller, and as we were told twice last week, once by Mike Lombardi, once by Ron Jaworski, the amount of possessions go down, then your need for more points out of those possessions goes up. So instead of taking 3 points, you have to do everything you can to get 7 points. And if you have a position, and by the way, they're not going for two. There's a big difference, and I know it doesn't seem like it, but at least with this team over the last few years, there's a big difference in going for two from the two and going for two from the one.
Yeah. Yes,
and getting 2 points there, if you're talking about close games, then getting every point you can when you can, especially the way they're playing offense now, becomes tantamount. So I understand why he is aggressive in those situations and why getting 7 rather than 3 is important and why getting 2 rather than 1 is important.
I agree with you. I want to give you a counterpoint, if I will.
Sure.
Okay. And I agree with you. What you're saying, what you just said, you're 100% correct, right? But here's the caveat to what you just said. That really depends on the opponent, right? If you're facing the Lions, the Chiefs, prime example, because a couple callers brought up the Super Bowl, right? And he didn't go for it in the Super Bowl, right? He wasn't aggressive in the Super Bowl. When you're playing a higher caliber opponent, right, when he plays the Saints, who's 2-7, the lost 7 games in a row, when he's playing the Jaguars and you had complete control of the game, right, then you could be conservative. Now, If it's a game where it's 0-0 and you just scored the first touchdown, right, or, you know, you're playing against a great opponent, then, yes, I wouldn't have no problem with going for it. But when, you know, Saquon just had a big touchdown, Jalen was playing well, the offense was moving, this is the biggest thing I want to say. The defense has been playing their butts off. See, when your defense is playing as great as they was, their offense wasn't moving the ball at all. Then you don't have to just you can just go autopilot. Be conservative. You feel me? You be conservative. Right? Just let the drive continue to go and get off the exit and go home with the win. Now, when you're in the playoff game and when you're playing, right, the Lions and these great teams, then what you said holds true. You have to be aggressive.
Do you know what I think would happen, though, Josiah? If we were in a game like that, people would say, this is a good team. You have to take the points where you can get them. And I can feel the discussion about it. Well, he goes for it on 4th-and-2 against the Lions in Detroit and doesn't get it. And people are like, against a team like Detroit, you have to take the points where you can get them. I know I can feel it.
Sure.
Again, I'll go back to the two that I disagree with. I don't disagree with going for two when it was 16-0. I don't agree with kicking the field goal at the end of the game. I thought they were both the wrong decision. But I do think that the criticism of his decisions yesterday is a lot louder than it deserves to be, in my opinion, on that yesterday. All right, Josiah, appreciate the call, man.
Well, how about the decision to go for two after Jalen scored a touchdown?
I was fine with it.
First of all, we just got our lineman got his knees chopped out from under him. He's injured. I don't even know. Did he stay in next play?
He did. He was in.
He was in.
We're talking about Fred right?
Fred certainly wasn't effective.
No.
And Jalen, who seemingly landed head first on that play, I don't know. Did he have all of his whereabouts with him?
Was that the one where he did get the ball over the line and they didn't? I'm trying to remember. It was that one.
Yeah.
Yes,
it looked like he crossed the goal line with that, though. So,
but he didn't give it to him. Though.
And I'll say this, too, about referees. Every time people complain about the referees, mm-hmm. I'm like, it's not why he lost. It's not why he lost. Shut up about refs. That call and the Saquon call were the Saquon call specifically, and their explanation of it was insane.
Yeah. Well, I also thought, did you guys think on third and nine the Jags converted and they gave him like a really favorable spot on it, even after the Eagles challenged?
Yes, and I don't think I thought the spot was wrong too.
I thought that should have been fourth down and inches.
The Saquon thing was as clear as day. The defender hit his leg. He fell down, and the ball popped out when he hit the ground.
Yeah.
And somebody on Twitter, a rare good Twitter point, made a point to me yesterday. Do we really think if Saquon got up and ran for a touchdown, they wouldn't have called it back? They would have called it back in a second after that, which tells you that it was the wrong call.
Yep.
Well, speaking of Nick, so Nick always speaks on Mondays, and we will air the entire thing at 3:15. After a big Nick day, I'm always excited to hear what Nick has to say, and I know he'll disappoint me. That is the only time that I'm sure that Nick will disappoint me is in the day after presser.
You think? Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, his post game presser, he seemed to be sure of himself.
Yes, he did seem very sure of himself. He did.
He even dropped the having balls thing. I didn't know we were allowed to say that.
He was cocky.
Yeah.
And he also dropped some weird noises when talking about Saquon.
See, I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, well, don't worry. That's been added to the drop board.
By the way, we said if they won three in a row, Jack, that we would shave our heads.
Did we?
Yeah.
I thought that was off air.
No, it was on air. So if they beat Dallas.
Well, Kyle Quinn took the sacrifice for us.
If they beat Dallas, we're going to have to do this on Monday.
Wow. Come on, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, so coming up.
Your hair can grow back.
More of your calls.
You got a thick head, man.
Are you worried about Sirianni's, decision-making? 215-592-9494. And then coming up at 3:15, we have the Nick Sirianni press conference, which I'm sure he'll be asked all of these questions, and you'll get to hear the answers again. That is all coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight.
Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.